futures found some traction on Tuesday. ERS left the forecast fed steer price in the fourth quarter unchanged, but lowered the expected feeder steer price. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 18th of November. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade was steady in the Texas Panhandle through Tuesday afternoon, with live prices at $110 a hundredweight. That was on limited trade and light demand, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Trade in other regions ranged from a standstill to mostly inactive on light demand, with too few transactions to trend. Last week, live prices were at $110 in the Southern Plains in Nebraska and at $108 to $110 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $172. Cattle futures closed higher Tuesday, apparently fueled by the surge in wholesale beef values, which were tied in part to chatter about consumers stockpiling again due to resurgent COVID-19 cases. The lower U.S. dollar is also offering added support to commodities. Live cattle futures closed an average of 98 cents higher, from 37 cents to $1.55 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.36 higher, from a dime higher in spot November to $1.80 higher in January. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $6.77 higher Tuesday afternoon at $233.72 a hundredweight, the highest level since June. Select was $1.61 higher at $213.96. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 4 cents higher through July of 21 and then mostly fractionally mixed. Soybean futures closed 8 to 16 cents higher through September of 21 and then fractionally higher to 2 cents higher. I had results from just one trendable weekly Tuesday sale available at press time. That was for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. Through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were selling $2 lower to $2 higher in a narrow test with an estimated 4,000 head on hand. U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday on likely profit-taking and mixed economic news. On one hand, U.S. retail and food service sales for October were 0.3% higher month-to-month, according to the U.S. Commerce Department, but that was less than the trade expected. On the other hand, builder confidence in the market for newly built single-family homes increased 5 points to 90 in November, shattering the previous all-time high of 85 that was recorded in October. That's according to the latest National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo Housing Market Index. Builder confidence levels hit successive all-time highs over the past 3 months. According to Chuck Falk, a custom home builder from Tampa, Florida, and president of the Home Builders Association, historically low mortgage rates, favorable demographics, and an ongoing suburban shift for home buyer preferences have spurred demand and increased new home sales by nearly 17% this year on a year-to-date basis. Although builders continue to sign sales contracts at a solid pace, he adds that lot and material availability is holding back some building activity. Looking ahead to next year, he says regulatory policy risk will be a key concern given the supply-side constraints. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 167 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 17 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 24 points. In the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, USDA's Economic Research Service lowered the expected fourth quarter feeder steer price by $6 from the previous month to $137 a hundredweight. That's basis Oklahoma City for medium number ones. The lower revision is based on seasonal price weakness and cash prices in October being down more than $9 year over year at $137.55. ERS reduced expected feeder steer prices for next year by a dollar based on higher projected feed prices. Specifically, ERS forecasts feeder steer prices next year at $133 in the first quarter, $136 in the second, and 141 in the third quarter for an annual average price of $138. ERS left the expected 5-area direct fed steer price unchanged for the fourth quarter at $109. They left prices unchanged for next year, too, at $113 in the first quarter, $110 in the second quarter, and $114 in the third quarter for an annual average price of $114. Despite the rising number of cattle on feed, ERS analysts say the number of cattle on feed for more than 150 days decreased for the third consecutive month as a percentage and in terms of volume. That's the result of an improving pace of fed cattle slaughter, which was faster than a year ago for the last 3 months and above the 5-year average. They say the quickening slaughter pace and ample supply of fed cattle at heavier weights led to higher expected beef production in the fourth quarter of this year compared to 2019. Nevertheless, ERS analysts say tighter front-end supplies will likely support continued seasonal movement in fed steer prices. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 18th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.